Before we get into today's episode, I want to share with you something really important. We're running the On the Path October Challenge. This has previously been something I've only done with my inner circle coaching clients, about 80-some guys, high-performing guys in our community of men, and we are making this open to the public this year. Here's why. You heard of these challenges out there before. There's the 75 hard, there's the Whole 30 diet, there's Exodus 90, and there's these different challenges out there. But here's the deal. Those are just prescribed. What about a challenge designed for you by you? What about having a menu of items that you can choose from, that you can select to create your own challenge? Well, that's exactly what the On the Path October Challenge is. And why do we do this in October? We do it in October because heading into Q4, heading into the holidays, you start with Halloween, then you get into Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. There's all these holidays where we just go off the rails with our habits, right? Our eating too much, drinking too much, spending time doing things that are just keeping us busy and making us stressed out, throwing us off of our routines, out of our sleep habits, and we go off the path. And I want you to stay on the path. And so we lock these habits in the month of October. They're going to carry us through the whole Q4, the holiday season, and everything. All right. So you get to pick whatever items you want. Go to revealyourpath.com/challenge. That's revealyourpath.com/challenge. And you can opt into the challenge. It's totally free. Invite a friend, share that link with them as well. You'll find that link in the Monday emails that I send out. You'll find that link on every social media that I have right now. And we have actually four awesome former podcast guests who have chosen to join into this challenge and given you ideas that you can use in your challenge. So we have Todd Durkin. He's one of the top fitness coaches in America, and one of the best entrepreneurs in America too. He's got all kinds of cool things going on. We've got Rourke Denver. He is a retired Navy SEAL commander. Had him on the podcast as well. Actually, Todd, I've had on the podcast twice. Had Rourke on a few years ago. And then we've got Jim Aframo, Dr. Jim Aframo. He's a performance coach to the best of the best. These are NHL, NFL, Major League Baseball, top, the best of the best, all-stars, Hall of Famers. They come to Jim for mindset and performance coaching. He has a challenge. He's offered up his items for you. And last but not least, Zach Evanesh. Zach is the underground strength coach, one of the top strength coaches in America, and he has his challenge items in there for you as well. So you can only get those if you go to revealyourpath.com/challenge, and you can opt in. This is going to be a publicly tracked challenge, so everybody's going to see what you choose for your challenge items. And we'll see what your results are. You know, you'll track this every day. There's a leaderboard, and you'll see who's winning, who has the longest streak, who's done the most days. All right, here we go. Revealyourpath.com/challenge. I'll see you in the challenge.
Now, the buffalo is the only animal that actually goes through the storm. All the other animals turn and run away from the storm, but the storm follows them. So the storm stays longer over the animals versus the buffalo goes through it, and they go through it and to it quicker by doing that. I'm like, be more like a buffalo. Be more like that buffalo that's attacking the storm. You go at it.
Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic-Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harsher Jr., and today I bring you Todd Durkin. Todd Durkin is the founder of Fitness Quest 10, a gym in San Diego, California. It's one of the top 10 gyms, consistently named one of the top 10 gyms in America. He coaches elite professional athletes. I'm talking the best of the best, Super Bowl champions, Super Bowl MVPs, Heisman Trophy winners, Olympic gold medalists, on and on. He has been named one of the top 100 most influential people in health and fitness. He won the Jack LaLanne Award. On and on, I can keep going. He's been on 60 Minutes, ESPN, NFL Network. He's been featured in ESPN The Magazine, Men's Health, Men's Fitness, Men's Journal, on and on, USA Today, Sports Illustrated. I don't want to keep belaboring the point. Todd is absolutely amazing, and I want to get to this interview because if you only have like a half an hour to listen to this, I want you to put this on 1.5 speed and make sure you get through this because this episode will change your life. Absolutely fantastic conversation with Todd. Todd was on the podcast years ago. He's one of my early interviews back in like 2017. And it's been way too long. He's been through some stuff, some good times and bad times. And he shares some of that stuff here on the podcast episode today. He's very real, very open, very authentic. And man, if you listen to this guy, your life will change. All right, let's get into it. my second interview with Todd Durkin. And by the way, make sure you share this with a friend. Hit like whenever you see this on social media, retweet it, share it on socials, however you can. Get the word out about this because this episode will change lives. And you helping me grow this show helps me continue to get amazing guys like Todd on the show. All right, here we go. Interview with Todd Durkin. You've been up to a lot, so we're going to get caught up on what you're up to. Let's start from here, though, right? You talk about training for life, right? You trained a lot of athletes, the Drew Breeses, the Mike Chandler. Mike Chandler is a friend of the podcast. He's been on a couple times. You've trained these big-name guys, these big-name athletes. What does it mean to train for life? And how is that different and how is that similar than training for UFC, for the NFL?
Yeah, no, Jim, what I would say is how it's different is it's not different in the sense of our purpose of why we train. When we're training for life, to me, and I work with a lot of everyday men and women now as well, not just the high-level athlete. When you talk about win the day mentality, win the philosophy, like how you do that, it's truly today. How do I train today so that if I can win today, tomorrow, all week, all month, all quarter, all year, and I just keep repeating that, winning in life to me is just a matter of the discipline to do the habits on a regular basis, consistent basis, day after day, to do the right things most days of the week. To me, that's how you train and win life, is in the daily. And just even this morning, I was journaling. It's like, what can I do today to maximize my impact today, which matters most?
Yeah. Tell me about the daily habits, because that's what this comes down to. We'll talk about like big picture vision, because I know you have some thoughts on that sort of 10-year vision. But like the daily habits, I have this concept that every podcast listener who's ever listened to some of my episode knows, and that I talk about. And I really think this is the root of all success, because I've 500 and some podcast episodes and guys like you and Navy SEALs and Olympic gold medalists on. There's one habit that keeps coming up over and over and over. And they talk about, I say, what's the one habit that you most credit for your success? It's never doing the thing, right? For the Olympic gold medalist, it's never the training habit. For the New York Times bestseller, it's not some kind of, you know, writing routine. It's always some version of, you know, journaling or working with the coach or doing some kind of retreat. I know you have your retreat coming up in Whitefish, Montana in November that is open to the public and open to every listener here. Like, it's doing these kinds of, these step back, remove yourself from the chaos of life, get clarity, then reengage. So anyway, the concept I've coined is the productive pause. And the productive pause is defined as this. It's a short period of focused reflection around specific questions that leads to clarity of action and peace of mind. So talk to me about your journal. Like, what do you mean? Like, when you journaled this morning, like, what does that look for Todd Durkin?
Well, I just pulled my journal out because this is my journal. I'm holding it. If you're watching, if you're just listening, I've always been a believer in journaling. I was never really that consistent in it until I hit the wall 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago or so. I was in a really, I'll say, tough spot. You know, I won't go through all of it, but my back flared up. I had my second knee replacement surgery. I had all this stuff going on, Jim. And I was battling. And I'm the king of Get Your Mind Right. I wrote a book called Get Your Mind Right. I'm like, and all of a sudden, Mr. Get Your Mind Right, mine wasn't right. And I'm trying to survive and get through this difficult season of my life, 3.5 years of it. And I got back to some of the basic things that even I've been preaching about doing. And I was doing just not to the level of, I'll say, habit, meaning this. My morning routine, I've always been a morning guy as far as my routine, and I know it's kind of been bastardized now with the morning routine, but, you know, I have a holy hour from about 5 to 7. I call it a holy hour. It's really like 2 hours, but it consists of many things, one which is journaling. And what I learned during this time was this. I had my morning routine down. What I didn't have down was my evening routine, and the day starts the night before. So what happened was I actually created this journal. I call it the Impact Journal, because what happened was I was doing my journaling, but I have my morning journal and then I have an evening journal, and there's different prompts. So here's why I say that, because I was so busy in my mind, I couldn't relax. I wasn't sleeping good. And when I wasn't sleeping good, it affected my morning routine, and I was all off kilter until I was diagnosed with this thing called sleep apnea a little over two years ago. I was lost, brother. I was like, what is going on? I'm doing my morning routine. I'm working out. I'm journaling. I'm praying. I'm trying to stay focused on this stuff. My knee flares up. They have the second replacement. I got the back injury. My mind's not right. I'm like, wait a second. I'm supposed to be the king of all this stuff, and now I'm falling apart. Like, what's going on? And it really was that diagnosis of the sleep apnea that got me back on track. Because when I got treated for that and got consistent with my habits and routines, backing all the way into the evening, 3, 2, 1, 3 hours before you go to bed, eat. 2 hours, cut off work. 1 hour, self-care, the last hour. That means cutting off your phones, cutting off the TV, stretching, meditating, like the stuff that I do now. My evening routine is as important as my morning routine. And that's what I've learned as far as like my own habits, because that's now set me up for a good night's sleep. I'm getting my 7 hours, which I wasn't sleeping very much at all for years. And like, if you don't sleep, you're no good.
It's one of the core habits. I always tell people, exercise, nutrition, sleep. Period. If you just get those three, you can build the rest of your life on top of that. You're at least going to be able to show up in a decent place.
Yeah. Well, Jim, what happens was we all know we got to work out. So I wasn't sleeping, but you got to work out. So I just pound caffeine. I would absolutely just crush the caffeine because I was so exhausted and tired and burnt and everything else. I'm like, but I got to work out to get my mind right. So I would. I'd pound caffeine. I'd do everything I could to work out, and I would work out and I'd feel better, but I had a lot of caffeine in me and I was exhausted all the time. Not a good combination that you, when you're relying on caffeine, yet you have to have the caffeine, massive amounts of it to function. So I did this like 3.5 years of experiment on myself of like getting my own self right. And here I am, a performance coach, and I'm coaching people. I'm training some of the world's best athletes. But internally, I'm like, man, I've never felt this in my 25 plus year career. I've never really experienced this level of depth that I had to battle through to get to the other side. And when you're going through it, man, it's tough.
So for the listener, if you know Todd, if you follow him on Instagram or social media, which you should, like, this guy's fired up and, man, he's living life. He's maxed energy. And to see and to know, like, we're getting to hear, you know, behind the curtain, like, the reality is, like, we look on social media, everybody's life's perfect. It's easy for Todd. Like, for Todd, like, Todd's just, man, he's just wired right. And, you know, everything's easy for him. And, you know, that's not the reality. Like, Todd is doing, to have the number of businesses Todd has, to have one of the top gyms in America, it takes this kind of work. It takes going through dark places. It's hard. And there are systems and processes and routines and habits that he does that, again, speaking to the listener, you've heard me talk about this stuff before. You've read the books before. You know that there's these things out there. But are you doing them? Because Todd is doing them. And look at where he's at.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you. I always say this. When you're going through a storm, and everyone's got something, whether it's you, your spouse, your kids, like, everyone's got something they're dealing with. And on the outside, it sometimes looks good for everyone else. And the truth of the matter is everyone's got something. For me, I want to make sure I'm real clear on this. Like, my faith got me through a very, very difficult time in my life. I was always a man of faith, but never tested like I had been tested for the length of time I was tested. When you asked me the one thing that got me through a dark time, it was really leaning in on my faith. Now I understand why, because of what I'm up to these days. When people, like, if they don't know me, they're like, oh man, you got a lot of good stuff going on. I'm like, man, you wouldn't want to go through what I went through to get to where I'm at. And I'm not done yet, because I do believe that until you're dead, we're not done. And the best is yet to come. That's the mentality what we need to have. I shared this story yesterday. I spoke at Pastor Jeremiah's school, like 1,000 kids. And I shared this story of a buffalo. You know, the buffalo is the only animal that actually goes through the storm. All the other animals turn and run away from the storm, but the storm follows them. So the storm stays longer over the animals versus the buffalo goes through it, and they go through it and to it quicker by doing that. I'm like, man, be more like a buffalo. Be more like that buffalo that's attacking the storm. You go at it. So if you're battling today, if your mind ain't right, your soul ain't right, your body ain't right, you got injury, whatever it is, like, address it. Don't run from it, because when you cover it up or you run from it, it only eats you up even deeper and further. Talk to someone that's been through something like yourself, whether it be a therapist, a coach, someone like you, Jim, myself, a comrade, a colleague, a mentor, a pastor. Find someone in your inner circle that you can talk to and lean in on and lean in and share it. Because especially men, we're not good at sharing our guts, man. I didn't want to share this stuff with my athletes when I'm going through it. No, it's not about me. I'm gonna train them. And I'm gonna get out of there. And that's what I, you know, it's we can't do it enough. Share it.
And my whole coaching framework and process is based off of the life of an athlete. And when you're an athlete, you have coaches, you have people around you, you have a support system. Again, you know, you're working with these professional athletes. My life as a, and your life as a college athlete, like as athletes, we had this support system. We had this infrastructure. We have coaches and academic advisors and nutritionists and sports psychologists and athletic trainers and strength and conditioning coaches. Like, well, people go through the world, men especially, and they go, nah, I'm just supposed to figure it out on my own. I can't talk to anybody about this. I've got to, no, like, man, one of the biggest things I've, breakthroughs, aha moments I've ever had in my life is like realizing that all these successful business men and women and people in life who I know, like, they've got somebody in their corner. They've got, you know, more than one person, right? They have the pastor maybe in their faith. They've got their business coach, their mindset coach. They've got, you know, a good doctor, whatever, therapist, counselor, marriage therapist, whatever it is, like you got to get the support system. It's not about doing it on your own. The Drew Brees, the Michael Chandler's of the world, like they didn't get there on their own and neither should we.
I always say this, everyone's got a dude or everyone needs a dude. What I mean by that, I played for this high school football coach. His name was Warren Wolf. He's legendary in New Jersey. And I really understood this later in life, but he had this guy named Bear Roberts. Bear was our, quote, I'll put air quotes, he was our trainer. There was no athletic trainers back in the 80s, right? Like,
he just rubbed some dirt on and get back out there.
Right. But that was Coach Wolf's guy. And everyone's got a guy or everyone's got a gal. Like, if you're a gal listening today, like, everyone needs someone in their life to be their cheerleader, their encourager, their motivator, their lifter-upper, or someone that keeps it real when things are going good to bring you back down to earth. Like, everyone needs a guy or a gal. And I learned that from Coach Wolf because I saw him around Bear Roberts. And we always need someone, ideally it's several, but you need that one person who can really call an ace a spade of like what's going on and lift you when you need to be lifted and pull you down if you ever need to be pulled down on that. But it's a great point, Jim, because all of us need someone in the good times and also in the tough times.
Yeah. I in my email subject line, I say this, I say, we all need somebody in our lives who holds us to a higher standard than we believe that we can attain. We need somebody who holds us to that standard. I mean, I remember this one wrestling coach I had when I was in college. His first day, he's our assistant coach. His first day, I'm in the weight room. I'm on the low row machine. I sit down and do my set of 10. You know, I just do my set. So it says 10 on the sheet. I'm going to do 10. I did 10. He goes, sit down. I don't even know this guy. I didn't even met him yet, you know. Sit down. I sit back down. He pulls out the pin, drops it down like five blocks. He goes, now go. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know if I can get him all in good set. You know, I don't care. He's like, get as many good reps as you can. And then just grind out the last few, even if they're like, it was just a mindset shift. It's just somebody said, nope, you're setting the bar here. You need to set the bar here. You have more potential. And had it not been for that moment and that person, his name's John McGovern. He's the head wrestling coach at Dubuque University. Now, you and I probably aren't talking, you know, to be honest.
Quick interruption. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, be sure to get the notes, quotes, and links in the action plan from this episode. Just go to jimharshawjr.com/action. That's jimharshawjr.com/action to get your free copy of the action plan. Now, back to the show.
Do you remember the coach, Tom Landry?
Of course.
So Tom Landry said this once. I'll never forget it. It's a great quote. He said, great coaches tell you things that you need to hear, not that you want to hear, so you can be all that you're meant to be, even though you're not there yet. I'm like, that's what great coaches do. That's why all of us need a coach in different areas of our life, is the great coaches tell you things that you need to hear, not that you want to hear, so you could be all that you're meant to be, even though you're not there yet. That means the best is yet to come because great coaches around you. I'm like, man, that is so good. And I think some of the relationships that, you know, that I've developed over the years, and I train a lot of my athletes for, well, now decades. It's because when you keep it real for people you train, it doesn't need athlete, entrepreneurs, executives, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, don't matter. Is we all need those people around us who are going to keep it real and share and coach with us the way that things need to be told.
Yeah. So the challenge can be then taking these daily habits and connecting them to something bigger, right? It's like, okay, I'm doing the daily thing. If you think about the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, start with the end in mind. You know, begin with the end in mind is one of the seven habits. And then we also hear about focus on the process, not the outcome, right? How do you balance that? And for me, it's like, you know, you start with the end in mind and you create the process. But how do you think about that? How do you think about designing your daily habits, structures, routines that are going to get you wherever you want to get to?
Yeah, and it is a double entendre, because you mentioned earlier on about this Montana retreat I'm doing. I think the most important thing that any one of us can do is to make sure we're dreaming, because dreams provide us the energy that's necessary to live in the daily and the regular that is going to give us the juice to keep going. It's amazing the amount of people who I coach now who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, heck, even the 80s, who no longer dream. They don't have it. I'm like, what's your dream? Like, that's a good question. I haven't thought about that. I'm like, what do you mean you have to have a dream? You have to have something that keeps you alive on the inside. Like, what is it that you're going for? And it's more than just making a certain amount of money. I hope you're making good money, but there's got to be this dream of, what are you going to do with the money? How are you going to impact society? What are you going to... So I think the dream keeps us alive. And I think in order to have that dream, you step away from the regular minutia of everyday life, whether it's the mountains or whether it's the beach or whether I call it blue sky time. You need blue sky time and mellow yellow time. Those two, blue and yellow, are really good for your soul, because when you get your soul singing, now when you're working on the process, the daily work and grind that's necessary, you're focused on what needs to get done today in order to fulfill that dream or get closer to living your dream. So part of what I'm talking about, and I have this thing called your annual strategic plan, and the beginning of every year, the end of every year, people work on their strategic plan. And when they're working on their planner, and these are all about dreams, but all the way down into the daily, these are the steps that you can take in order to fulfill your dream. It says, you know, today I will do what others won't, so tomorrow I can do what others can't. So what are you willing to do today that'll get you down the line tomorrow, next year, in a decade from now? But you got to have that dream. Got to have the dream. So it's the dream aspect, but also bifurcating your brain and your mind into saying, okay, I have a dream, but I'm not living in fairy tale land where just because I'm thinking it, it's going to happen. No. You got to think it. You got to dream it. You got to believe it. You got to speak it into life. But then you got to do the work. You got to actually sit down, roll up your sleeves, and get to work, and then some.
Todd, I talked to so many guys who would listen to this and say, that sounds like a great idea. This annual strategic plan. I mean, it's essentially what I do with my clients. You know, it's like this, this life strategic plan, essentially. And then we break it down to annual and then monthly and then these habits. But I'm busy, Todd. I'm busy. I'm too busy. I got kids. I got a job. I can't even get my workouts in. And you're sitting here telling me you got your holy hour or 2 hours. Like, Todd, I'm just too busy. I can't do that. What do you say to that guy?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. And one of my pet peeves is when someone says to me, I don't want to ask you this because you're so busy. I'm like, I'm no busier than anyone else. And Jim, you're no busier than anyone else, because we all have 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. No one's busier than anyone else. Everyone's busy. It truly is. Where are you going to invest your energy? Not just your time, your energy. Like, if I told you that you're going to lose your health, guess what you're going to invest all your time and energy right now making sure you don't do? Lose your health. Because he or she who has their health has 1,000 dreams. He or she who does not has one. I want my health. Until you lose it, then all of a sudden it becomes your priority. So I'm always like reminding people, like, you got to make sure you got your physical health, your mental health. That comes from working out. It's a priority. You have to have your workouts. I don't care if your back is shot, you got a knee replacement, do arms. Do your upper body or do your lower body. Find a way to move. We no longer work out for six-pack abs. We work out to get our mind right and to feel the energy that's going to give us the life that's necessary to be a good father or spouse or a good parent. Like, I'm like, listen, and this is as a coach, I'll say it's an excuse. Let's reprioritize your life. Reprioritize your life to make sure it's a priority. What are your top 3 to 5 things that you need to get in, and your health better be one of them? And it's not always working out. It could be meditating or making sure you get a walk in with the pup, but like getting quiet time. Like, your health is number one. And we all know that, but we're too busy because of all the things that pop up, distractions, especially now with the phone and social media and everything else. Everyone's busy. But like, I would say then be more selfish with your own time. I don't care if it's 5 in the morning, 5 at night, 12 noon. It doesn't matter. Find the time for you. I don't care if it's 30 minutes or an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever you need to do to get you right. You need to be right in order to help the rest of the world, including your own family, be the best that they can be. But it starts with you. If you're no good, no one else can be good either.
Yeah, put your own seatbelt on first. Starts with health and fitness, man. How do you reverse engineer success? Like you have a dream. Okay, let's say the guy listening says, okay, all right, I got this dream. Now that I think about it, there's this dream in my head. How do you reverse engineer the dream that might be, I don't know, 10 years out? How do you reverse engineer that to there's today, right? There's the habit, like, okay, I got to work out tomorrow. And then there's the 10-year dream of like building that business or buying that home or whatever that might be, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a great question, Jim. And so you all know, like, Jim didn't tell me the question in advance and he doesn't know this. I don't even think you know this, Jim, but I have created this annual roadmap and strategic plan. And it's an actual product because for almost 20 years, I have been doing that because one of my mentors many moons ago taught me about the importance of reverse engineering. So I created this product that I used to just use with my coaching clients. And now I just put it out there. It's like $30 or something like that. And I reverse engineer to what you were saying earlier on about like your life, your year, your 90 days into your daily. You have to write it. Writing creates clarity. Clarity precedes genius. So when you pick up your annual strategic plan and you write it down, and then you share it with your inner team. Could be your spouse. It could be your GM, CEO, or whoever it is that you work with. And you share it with the people who are going to hold you accountable. When you write it down, it becomes real. When you speak it into life, it becomes real. And then when you start taking action, it becomes real. Now, truth be told, I spend about 15 to 20 hours usually at the end of the year working on my strategic plan, but then I revisit it every quarter and update it. Like we just, you know, right now we're getting ready to go into Q4 here. So we want to make sure we finish Q4 strong and set our Q4 initiatives. But then we're going to be in another, well, starting November 13th, we'll be working on our 2026 initiatives. How does it happen? You systematically reverse engineer with questions in reverse, all the way back down into what do you want personally? What do you want professionally? What do you want relationally? What do you want with your adventure? I have a 10 forms of wealth. Wealth not meaning money, but wealth meaning harmony in your life. And what are you going to do with all of these different aspects? And you just reverse engineer it. You write it down, and then you put asterisks and bullets, and then you look at that. Versus here in my home computer, you print it out, and you look at it daily. Not once a year, daily. Because it's like a pro athlete. Hey, I want to be the best in the world in this game. Like LaDainian Tomlinson told me my first interview. Hey, I want to be the best running back to ever play the game. Oh, do you? All right, let's do it then. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to say, okay, we're not only going to show up and be on time every single time for these next 9 years, but I'm going to have you do these writing exercises, and you're going to write them out of what you want, and he'll do it. And who, you know, when you think it, you write it, you speak it, and you do it. Then you're more likely to make it happen. Most people just think it. Ah, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be this. Okay, cool. So does everyone else. But if you actually put it down on paper, you look at it, you speak it, you do it, now you're more likely to potentiate that.
This is the productive pause. Productive pause. This is not doing. This is doing the work that precedes, as you said, genius. This is clarity. You got to, once you get clear, when you put pen to paper, when you hit the pause button, not hustling to work, not, making the sales calls or doing the reports or, watching TV with the family, right? Like not that, like stop, extract yourself from the chaos, from the busyness, get clarity through these questions that Todd's talking about. Then you can engage and now you start doing the thing. And this is what I call the difference between hard work and inspired action, right? Hard work is just hard work. It's digging a ditch and it's really hard to do. But when you look at a guy, but for the listener, like when you look at a guy like Todd and a guy, to be honest, like I'm the same way. Like I do a lot of things that other people go, man, that looks like really hard work. It's like, well, maybe it is, but to be honest, it's inspired. It comes from within. I can't not do this. Like when I was wrestling, losing 22 pounds in 2.5 days once, like, did that suck? Yeah, it absolutely sucked. Was it hard? Like most humans could never do that to themselves voluntarily. I did, and lots of other wrestlers have done this. I'm not the only one. Like, but it's inspired. It's inspired because this is who you are. This is what you do. This is for a purpose. There's a reason you're doing this. So now you can go through what to other people looks like pain and suffering, but to you is inspired action. It starts with clarity.
Yeah, Jim, so good. So good. You know, if I could just speak for a moment to all the men and women out there who are working their tails off and literally, whether you come from a football background like myself, a wrestling background like yourself, but you know, many of us were born and raised with hard work is going to get you to where you want. And it's true, you got to work hard. But a mentor said something to me once I'll never forget. I remember exactly where I was standing when he said it to me. It was like him punching me straight in the face. He said, listen, he said, you can't work anymore any harder than you're already working. I was about 5 years in owning my first gym and things were going well, but I was working 7 days a week and I was putting a lot of time in. He said, why are you doing this? Why are you working the way you're working? Because you're going from 6 a.m. till 7 at night, 6 days a week. And then the seventh day, you're out teaching three classes. And he said, listen, if you don't change, you're going to end up like your father, dead at the age of 58 of a heart attack. Jim, I swear I felt like this wind come across me. And I was, you know, in my late 30s, early 40s. And I was like, holy jeez. I said, well, what's the answer? Like, you got to work hard. That's going to separate. He goes, yeah, you do have to work hard. But he goes, let me teach you something. He goes, and this is a big part of what I'm going to talk about, the strategic plan and everything else is, I'm going to go deeper with you because I know your people can handle it. He goes, there's four colors, and I want you to live your life in four different colors. There's red, green, yellow, and blue. Red, green, yellow, and blue. He said, if you're working this hard to make more money, you're doing it the wrong way. You can't work any harder. You can't. You're not going to make any more money doing what you're doing. He goes, if you want to make more money, you need more yellow and blue in your life. I'm like, what's yellow and blue? He said, blue is blue sky time. That's working on your life. That's when you sit down and you strategically work on your life. And you can't do it at home. You can't do it in the office. You got to get away. For 3 days out of every 90, get away and work on your life and business. I'm like, okay, if that's the blue, what's the yellow? He goes, that's called mellow yellow time. I'm like, mellow yellow, what's that? He goes, that's when you actually go to the mountains or you go to the beach or you actually don't think about work and you don't even work on work. He goes, but that's when all your big ideas happen. He goes, when you're getting mellow yellow time, that's how you get your big ideas. So I'm like, you're telling me that's you how you make more money? He said, yep, exactly. You don't get enough mellow yellow time and you'll get enough blue sky time. You keep working your tail 7 days a week and guess what? You'll keep doing good, but you're never going to get to where you want, even financially, or even to that next level of legacy, if you're not getting enough blue sky or mellow yellow time. And Jim, I swear, it felt like he hit me right between the teeth because I was already doing that for years. I'm like, I got to change. That's why when you talk about reverse engineering, I wasn't planning on going there today, the depth of this. But now I structure my life. I do it in the strategic plan of like, man, you better have your mellow yellow and your blue sky time down on your calendar of when. Otherwise, guess what? Work fills it up. We just work. That's how we're programmed. I'm programmed that way. To this day, I'm still programmed that way. But if you don't prioritize mellow, yellow, blue sky, you're going to lose your family. Or you're going to lose your health. You're going to lose everything that's important to you. But you're working. You work. You lose your dream.
Well, you're working hard. And for the listener, Todd Durkin puts these guardrails in his life. Do you have those guardrails? Do you have those guardrails that are in place that, I say this with my clients, they don't let you drift down to default, right? I have this 8-week coaching program. At the end of the 8-week coaching program, it's like, you know, you can either drop out of the program because you finished the so-called course, or therefore drift back down to default, or you can keep these guardrails up and we're going to, you know, the sky's the limit for you. And that's why we have had guys who have been with me for a decade, literally a decade. Like, this is a way of life for them.
It's what you're preaching all the time, Jim. You do it all the time. You do a great job with your people and that. But that's just something I've learned along the way, that you got to just stop every now and then and default back to your best practices of what you do, because it's easy to get side railed too. And next thing you know, you're busy again because you get caught up in the next project or the next proposal or initiative that you got to do. And then you got to just every now and then recalibrate and renew.
So here's another question about recalibration, renewing, productive pause that I know is a concept that you've created. What are W lags? What's a W lag?
We'll talk about reverse engineering. you start with your annual strategic plan, all the way down to your annual plan, into your 90-day wonder, into your 10 forms of wealth in 3 and 30, which is done on a monthly basis versus quarterly basis. My WLAGs, again, reverse engineer all the way down into the daily, are my weekly, it's my weekly coaching I do for myself. And what it stands for, it's an acronym. I love acronyms, like IMPACT is an acronym. But WLAG stands for this. Every Sunday for about 30 minutes, it's a form of journaling that I do. And I reflect on the last past week. And I write down my wins from the past week, my losses from the past week or challenges, my aha moments from the past week, and then my goals for this upcoming week, what I must accomplish this week. Now, why is that important? Number one is because most of us are always looking forward to what's coming up this week. And we don't stop and reflect on this past week. You probably had some wins in this past week. You have when you actually write them down. You take 5-10 minutes to write them down. Your losses, they have to be major losses, but they could be challenges that you're facing, whether it be an employee or a situation with a customer or something personally that you're dealing with. So you write them down. Again, it's part of the cathartic release on the paper, which makes it easier to move on. The aha moments, this is the key. I am a better person when I'm more present in the now. So right now, the only thing that matters to me is this conversation with you, Jim, because I'm extremely present. I do believe that presence is something that's missing in today's day, especially with the younger generation. I'm always on my kids like, hey, this is how you become more present in your conversations, because it matters when you know people are with you right now. But your aha moments happen in the most opportune times, but don't seem like it's a big deal. It could be a conversation I have with a stranger at the store. An aha moment could be something that, quote, just coincidentally happened, and that an aha moment might be, I didn't realize that this person was going to call me and provide me this opportunity. You write them down and you realize, you know, I had 5 ahas this week, or I was reminded of a lesson in life about customer service or whatever it is. And then finally, the goals. Listen, we all have like 50 goals for the upcoming week and what we want to do. Just put down your top 5 to 7 goals that you must do this week. And if you get done these goals, when I look back the following Sunday, hopefully it's a win. Because if I'm doing 5 big wins a week, it's going to be a winning week. You win your week, you win your month. You win your month, you win your quarter. You win your quarter, you win your year overall. Boom. Are we going to have losses? Absolutely. Now, here's the key with this, Jim. I take my WLAGs and I share it with my team. I ask my team to do the same thing. Maybe don't put as much time into me, but can you take 5-10 minutes, do your WLAGs and share it via email with me every Sunday night. And they do. And here's why. It's not about the goals and professionally, what do you need to accomplish this week? And I'm going to micromanage what they're doing. What I really am looking at is losses and ahas. If there's a loss, and there usually is a loss or a challenge somewhere. If they're not, then they're not being real. And the ahas, when I go see them that following week, guess what? I'm going to ask them about. Hey, I got a gal right now on my team whose daughter is dealing with a drug issue. I'm going to ask them about their daughter and how she's doing, not about did you get a certain amount of sessions in this week. Like, it becomes a different level of relationship. So now the communication helps foster a deeper culture on the team. So
culture, leadership, this is about people, relationships.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna deal with this person understanding some of the stuff that they share. If they don't share it, I don't know it. So how am I going to be a good leader or boss or whatever if I don't even know it? But if they share it, I can, in the morning, I could pray for them. I could talk with them and say, hey, if you need me, I'm here for you. I totally get how you're bifurcating, you know, all that's going on personally with doing your job. Thank you for doing a great job. I'm here for you. Like, that level of communication just tells them, hey, he actually cares about me, which doesn't happen most times. So my WLAGs has been a weekly practice for over a decade, and it's changed my life. I mean, literally for over a decade, I've been doing that, and people are like, man, it takes a lot of time. Guess what? It doesn't. It takes you somewhere between 10 to 30 minutes. You could do it while you're watching a ball game if you want to, but it's the mere fact that my team now expects or anticipates my WLAGs coming through every Sunday night, and it's part of my practice because they see where I'm at. And guess what? I'm going to share. They don't care if I win another award, I go do this or that. Like, oh, that's cool. What they really are looking at, they're looking at losses and ahas. Am I real? Am I dealing with any physical pain or a challenge? And how am I going to deal with this challenge coming up or this or an aha of an aha that I just had of, you know, whatever it may be. And, you know, every week I have ahas. If I went to a workshop or I went to a program or a meeting or something, like what has come up that I can share that is going to make a difference in their life? Well, now all of a sudden it's a whole different level of communication and leadership.
You just jumped into it, you know, communication, leadership. You know, for anybody who's listening, who's in some kind of leadership role, founder, CEO, VP, whatever it might be, entrepreneur, you think about retention, you think about team performance, all of that. I mean, this is where this stuff comes from. You can read the books, you can, you know, learn all these different things. Like, this is a simple tactic that Todd's done. And you wonder why, you know, people love him and want to work with him. And, you know, and he's been so successful. It's like, well, you know, success leaves clues.
Yeah. I mean, exactly right. An example might be that I'm just looking at mine here on my screen as it is from last week's. And these are just random thoughts, but they're aha thoughts that might come from a podcast. You may have an aha right now as I'm speaking that has nothing to do with what Jim or I are saying. But the fact that you're listening in a rarefied air while you're out for a walk, jog, run, whatever, it's like, here's another one I put last week. It's got to be a big idea that you, your team, and your customers can get in seconds. Like, that was your thoughts and aha. You must charge a premium price so you have a large margin, provide an extraordinary value and experience. You get to make the rules for your business. Don't let industry norms dictate how you'll work or who you're going to work with. These are just like thoughts that I have.
I want to read all your aha moments, man. That's gold right there.
Well, that's just this week. I've got like seven of them. I you know, that's a good idea. I should take all my ahas from over 10 years and put them into a book.
Ah, that'd be freaking awesome.
But that's the thing. Like, you have the same thoughts every week. You have the thoughts. I'm like, get your thoughts on paper.
Are you capturing those throughout the week, or do you sit down and go, okay, here are the ones I had?
Good question. Usually I start it on Saturday, my ahas, and I think back because I don't have enough time. But every now and then, if I have a deep aha, I forget my ahas because I'm like, it's Tuesday. I'm listening to a podcast and I get an idea, like people here today. You get an idea, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And it's just because the vibration is deeper. So I do occasionally in my notes section on my phone, if I have a thought that's kind of like, aha, I need to make this move, I'll write it down and it'll either become a to-do or it'll become an aha. It might become an action step I need to take action on, or it might just be an aha, like I want to have you got a challenge coming in up in October. I know. So like, hey, I got an aha. Like, how could I help you be successful in that? Aha, I got an idea. So we get ideas all the time in a week. How could I actually turn those ideas into action? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's the action that matters the most.
Yeah. Man, this is beautiful. Todd, what are you working on right now, man? You got some things going. You got your mindset. You got your Get Your Mind Right coaching certification. You got your Impact Life coaching starting soon. You got your retreat. You got your Impact X Performance and Fitness Recovery franchise. I mean, you got all kinds of cool things going. Talk to us.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. I'll say this and I'll preface it with this because I don't want people to think, oh, well, he's got all this stuff going and man, how does he do it all? I do have a team of people I've built out over the last several years and going through my own transition season of life. I want to be real, like from 2020 to 2023, I went through a very difficult season and I wrote a book on it called True Strength. And True Strength was the book that I did not want to write, but I knew that from above, I needed to share some things that I had gone through physically, which when you're in physical pain, it affects your psyche. And I wrote about it all because it ultimately allowed me to get to where I'm at today, which is in scaling my fitness and recovery franchise, Impact X Performance, where I spend a good deal of my time with Impact X Performance. And we're going to open one. We got six right now. We're going to open a seventh one here in San Diego in 2026. And I'm looking to scale in 2026 with this concept. But some of the other things you said, my divine uniqueness is as a coach. And I've got a team of people that help me execute this, like the mindset, Get Your Mind Right mindset coaching. I see a void right now for young athletes, middle school, high school, college, even some pros in mindset coaching. It's become so specialized. We've got strength addiction coaches, we have nutritionists, we have stretch therapists, but what about mindset? So I started this certification just in July here of 25, and it's gone really well. I've got a team of coaches who help execute parents or coaches who want to actually help kids with their mindset when it comes to sport. That's the Get Your Mind Right mindset coaching. On the flip side, the last 3 years, I have my own Impact Life Coaching certification program. Now, truth be told, that seed was planted in Whitefish, Montana, where I go back every year for the annual retreat, having it in November every year. That happened 3 years ago in Montana. I had the vision that the world needs more life coaching, or what I call success coaches. So I have a certification program with Kelly Watson on my team and Lizzie Mayer. I've got a team of people who help me execute this vision. And it's a 6-month intensive program. A lot of people who we serve, people in their 30s, 40s, 50s and beyond, who want life coaching or success coaching. But this is a certification program for people who want to be success coaches or life coaches. 6 months intensive. That's starting up here in October of 25 on that. So, I mean, those are all some of the things. The retreat, like you, Jim, you have your annual retreat. This is, I just love live events. Live events is where, like, I'm like, be in the room. Just be in the room. Like, I don't even know how I got here. Be in the room. Just show up. Show up to Colorado for Jim. Show up in Montana if you want to come out in the Whitefish Retreat November 13th to 16th. Like, be in the room because you're one person away from meeting that person that can help you achieve what you want. You're one step away from this next step and iteration of your life, but you know who's going to be in the room. And it ain't going to happen on Zoom. Right, like you got to be in the room.
Got to be in the room.
Got to be in the room.
Love that. Todd, where can people find you, follow you, buy your books, etc.?
Website, ToddDurkin.com. That's got everything, ToddDurkin.com. If you're on social media, love Instagram. I got all of like the Facebooks and all this stuff, but I'm on Instagram a lot more than I should be. But Instagram is just my name, at Todd Durkin. So you can follow along there. Love to connect, DM me on that, or just go to ToddDurkin.com to find out kind of some of the stuff. I've got a podcast like you, Jim, 400 and some episodes in. If you're in a reinvention season of your life, when I went through all that stuff, go back to episodes 301 through 306. 301 through 306 in my Todd Durkin Impact Show. This is where I actually shared the stuff that's in the book that I didn't want to share, but I knew I needed to share to be real with my people. And it talks about when you're going through tough times and you're kind of in this winter season of your life, how you get through it. What are the steps and the habits? What everything from what supplements should you take? Because I was in physical pain, right? So what peptides or what minerals, vitamins, biohacks, like everything. I put it all in there in those episodes. So if you're in that season, you might want to go back. If not, no biggie. We got good ones dropping every week as well. So those are some of the places, Jim.
Great. And for the listener, as always, we'll have links to Todd's website, where you can buy his books. Those episodes, we'll have a link to his podcast. You can go right back to those episodes and start listening right from there. We'll have those in the action plan at jimharshajr.com/action. Todd, man, great to reconnect. We can't wait another 8 years.
Man, that is the truth. It's the truth. It's always a great connection, Jim. And congratulations to what you're doing and all your great people. And anything I can do to help you and your community, man, let me know. We'll have to do something together sometime. We'll all get together and have a big community a live event.
That sounds amazing. We'll make it happen.
Appreciate you.